Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The sound of taps played on board the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, which held a virtual ceremony today. U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Carl Schultz among the speakers.
We pause to reflect, to remember. And there is no better place to remember our nation's heroes than aboard USS Intrepid, where 270 sailors gave their lives aboard this ship and her aircraft.
Earlier today, Mayor de Blasio laid a wreath at Cadman Plaza in Brooklyn. In Washington, President Trump and the First Lady participated in the annual wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The Vice President and several Cabinet members were also there, but everyone was kept socially distanced. The President later spoke at the Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, where Francis Scott Key wrote what would later become our national anthem.
As our brave warriors have shown us from the nation's earliest days, in America, we are the captains of our own fate. No obstacle, no challenge, and no threat is a match for the sheer determination of the American people.
Former Vice President Joe Biden today visited Veterans Memorial Park in Newcastle, Delaware. It was his first in-person event since the virus crisis upended traditional campaigning in March.
Since abruptly canceling a March 10th rally in Cleveland at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee has waged much of his campaign from his home in Wilmington. When Biden emerged Monday, he wore a face mask, in contrast to President Trump, who has refused to cover his face in public as health officials suggest. Biden and his wife Jill laid a wreath of white flowers tied with a white bow, and they bowed their heads in silence at the park. I'm Shelley Antler.
Governor Cuomo's daily coronavirus briefing was also a Memorial Day message.
Governor Cuomo came to the Intrepid to announce action on behalf of those first responders whose lives were lost during this pandemic.
We're saying we honor that service, and we're going to make sure that every government in the state of New York provides death benefits to those public heroes who died from COVID-19 during this emergency.
The governor continues to keep a close eye on the declining number of reported COVID-19 cases as he sets to reopen parts of the state. Staten Island says it wants to let loose.
It's not a place unto itself for this purpose.
The governor says sometimes he'd like to separate New York State from the federal government, but he can't do that. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
A warning from New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy for both businesses and houses of worship that defy his executive order and decide to reopen prematurely.
There are typically going to be summons, and then either the Department of Health or the Attorney General, there'll be steps taken. I mean, we saw this with a gym last week that opened, and there was local from the county prosecutor several days in a row of summonses, and then it ended up in court and the gym is closed. I mean, it's a fairly straightforward process.
The governor spoke on CNN's New Day. New numbers out of New Jersey, another 965 new cases, pushing the total to more than 155,000. Governor Murphy reports another 16 deaths yesterday. There's an anti-lockdown protest today on Point Pleasant Beach by the group Reopen New Jersey. Organizers Ryan Christopher and Jessica Courtney speaking via
Zoom. We feel like our rights and our freedoms are being taken away slowly, and we feel the coronavirus is real. We just we feel like they're overstepping their powers at this point.
Yeah, it's been taken out of proportion, overreaching.
We feel like the governor and people like that are really overreaching right now.
A police presence is expected. No swimming at city beaches. As you know, there are 45 miles of vehicle-free roads open around the boroughs. You can get the list at nyc.gov/openstreets. Our Carol Dioria is checking out Long Beach, Long Island.
Cloudy, overcast skies, and this Memorial Day, there's nobody in the water in Long Beach. But there are plenty of joggers and walkers, many of them wearing their masks. But for sure, not everyone. Kara had her mask on, and she wasn't too happy about it.
It's hard to breathe sometimes. It depends on the weather. I feel a little heat going on. So that's why I got to air it out every once in a while.
And she says when we do get a hot, sticky, sunny day, the mask will be a problem.
I don't imagine anyone will be wearing it on the beach.
Jeff agrees the mask can be uncomfortable, but really necessary. He fears if people don't wear a mask, the city might shut down the boardwalk like it did several weeks ago.
That's the key. We have to keep it open.
And in case you're wondering, there are police officers patrolling the boardwalk on bicycles. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
Three people have been hospitalized following a boat fire off of Staten Island. The FDNY says it was called to an area off the east shore at around 8:30 this morning. Two other people on board were treated for injuries at the scene. No word yet on the condition of those taken to the hospital and no word on how the fire started. The FBI has now joined the three-state search for a Yukon senior who police believe killed two men in Connecticut and then fled to Pennsylvania in a stolen car. The crime spree allegedly started in Willington on Friday when 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia is said to have killed 62-year-old Ted Demers and assaulted another man after they found Manfredonia walking along a road and offered him a ride. He's also suspected in the death of an acquaintance of his, 23-year-old Nicholas Iselli. You can see a photo of Manfredonia at 1010winds.com. Police say he should be considered armed and dangerous. There was a very serious hit and run late last night in Harlem. Police are looking for the woman driving a dark-colored Grand Cherokee that struck a pedestrian as he crossed Lenox Avenue between 125th and 126th. She took off. The 57-year-old man was rushed to Harlem Hospital, where he's listed in critical condition. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Apparently now, more than ever, rats are becoming an issue in New York and other big cities around the country. Here's correspondent Derek Dennis.
More aggressive than usual, scavenging for food near restaurants that haven't been open or are takeout only, such as the life of a COVID-19-era rat. The CDC warning the vermin are becoming increasingly brazen the hungrier they get and the more they realize trash bins aren't overflowing like they used to pre-pandemic. Reports of roving rat armies, an uptick of rat complaints in Chicago and New York, one call on camera in New Orleans scouring empty streets for anything to eat. The CDC with the reminder, rodents can carry disease.
Well, the rats are not becoming more aggressive toward people. They're fighting each other for the little food now available. The CDC recommends tightly covering trash bins and sealing access to both homes and businesses. They also suggest you not leave pet food in your yard.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.